We are joined in the media center by the top fuel winner of the Menards Heartland Nationals, presented by Menties here at Heartland Motorsports Park, Steve Torrence, who has just won his fifth race in a row, making for 32 career wins. Steve is the champ in the series, tuned by Richard Hogan and Bobby Lagana Jr. But most importantly, a final round victory over his father. Father and son final round, Billy and Steve Torrence, in the final close race coming down to just a couple of thousandths of a second. Steve, you won championships. You've done many things in your career. Where does this final round run against your dad and all Capco final round rank?
You know, something that probably will stand out forever because we've raced together. I raced with my dad growing up. I started racing with him. I watched him race. What is what made me want to race? So to be able to compete at this level in Top Fuel, to go number one and number two qualifier on almost every session and carry that momentum through race day and climb through the ladder and just see how well he drove. I mean, you know, it's expected that I do well, but I mean, that guy gets in the car every now and then and comes out and kicks butt, and I think he moved back into the top 10. But as to answer your question, I think that this final will probably be one of the most memorable, that aside from my first final ever and first race win, I mean, this is right up there at the top, if not above it.
Did you guys speak at the top end? Did he say anything to you about this father-son moment as we get ready for Father's Day?
No, not really. We're both competitive. Nobody was upset, but, I mean, he wanted to win. I wanted to win, and he was there for me. I mean, my guys saved me. I had a better race car. We went a little quicker. He left on me, and he was trying to get that win. I mean, everybody says, well, those guys, they're going to – we don't have any team orders. I mean, that guy was trying to end the streak quicker than anybody. So we didn't talk much before. I said, hey, I'm fixing to go kick your butt, and I'll see you in a little bit. But he said the same thing. He told me I had the easy part done. So it was fun. I mean, we go up there and go head-to-head, and we really raced, and just, I mean, it's tough.
We're going to open it up to questions from members of the media. For Steve Torrence, our Funny Car winner, name and affiliation, please.
Rick Peterson, Topeka Capital Journal. Steve, it's been a long, long time ago, but you got your first top alcohol win in here too, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did. This was the first ever win in the Lucas Oil Series that I got in alcohol. It was my first national event in alcohol, and then I have not won here in Top Fuel ever. So to kind of strike one of those off the list, that was one of four that I haven't won. And so to get this one off, and hopefully we're looking forward to Brainerd and try to get that one out of here too. But really special place. Holds a lot of memories to me, and just glad to come back and do well.
Kirk Elliott, Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your mom, how does she react to this, seeing her husband and you going out there racing each other?
Well, I saw her before that run. She was over there on my dad's side, and then she walked over to my side and acknowledged me, and then I saw her walk up there and stand in the middle between the starter and so I don't know who she was rooting for. I'm hoping it was the baby boy, but it could have been the old man. I don't know.
What about now going forward? You got five in a row now. You have a chance to really break all kinds of records now, the way you ended up last season and now here this season. Just look ahead to the future now.
I continue to just keep trying to be consistent. We got to go to Bristol next week and try to qualify, and then take it one step at a time. And that's been our whole motto last season and this season, is just one round, one step at a time, and try to maintain that consistency. I talked to Joe the last 4 weeks in a row. I've been able to talk to Joe, and that's been the same story every week. Is just don't look at the end goal. Let's look at what's right ahead of us right now, and the end goal will handle itself.
So glad I could provide motivation for you, Steve. That's wonderful. Semifinal matchup, though, Antron Brown. Let's not skip over that, because Antron is just an intense competitor. And I spoke with him this week about you on our Mellow Yellow Walking Tour. I said, AB, you're one of the few people I can ask this, because you've been where Steve is. You've dominated. And it's such a great challenge to do what they are doing. But to see this field of amazing cars, you know, I don't want to say look silly, but certainly you guys are being dominated by the Capco team, and today is a great example. He said he felt really good, that they're moving in the right direction. You guys raced in the semifinal rounds, and you took him down again. Someone who is very close to you, Antron is probably your best friend out here, then you run your final round. Talk a little bit about, you know, the personalities and the people that you're racing against, and they're very close to you, but you're going out there and performing regardless.
Well, I mean, the longer you're out here, the more these people become your buddies, and the more friendships and relationships you develop with the drivers. And I mean, in the final round, it's my dad. I mean, you know, but Antron is one of my best friends, and I wouldn't say we have a rivalry, but we definitely have a really fierce competition there where both of us are competitors. Both of us want to win. And when we put those helmets on, we could be as far from friends. But when we take them off, we're back to being buddies again, whatever happens. I mean, I looked the other day. I think the record is 29-11. Maybe it's 29-12 now, but he's still ahead of me. And some of those, I didn't have a good race car. I do have a good race car now, and I'm trying to even those odds. But he is, in my opinion, the best. He's had the best car a couple times, but he always is one of the best, if not the best, leavers in the class. And so you always know what to expect when you're racing AB. I was 51. He was 44 on the tree. We were 44 and 45 the round before. So if you don't bring your A game, that guy will put you in the trailer.
You faced Antron Brown 2 years ago in the final here at this racetrack. That was his first win here after he qualified number one a number of times this race. What do you remember about that 2 years ago?
To be honest, I don't quite remember the race. I remember the final, and I think it was a pretty good race. We may have put a hole out or something there at the end and let him sneak back around. But like I said, I mean, there's certain people that if you don't bring your A game, they'll send you packing, and he's one of them.
I want to get your reaction on one thought I've been having, just as those of us who cover all motorsports and certainly appreciate them. Think about the dominating teams over the years, like Penske, McLaren, certainly Mercedes in Formula One, Hendrick in NASCAR. Capco, Torrance Racing, over the past 2 years, one of the most, if not the most, dominant single team in all of motorsports, beyond NHRA drag racing. Maybe Mercedes in Formula One would be probably a strong debate. If you guys are second to them in all of the world of motorsports, that would be pretty strong. Have you given any thought to that, what you're doing and what it says beyond our sport of NHRA drag racing?
You know, honestly, I had this discussion with my dad yesterday, and we're talking about it, and we have been very dominant, but we've been very fortunate and blessed, and we're just a family-run, sometimes two-car team, most of the time single-car team, that just goes to show that a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication and perseverance and just sticking with it when it sucks will get you there. And we have a huge support group with the race team, with everybody involved with it, and then especially those guys back at Capco that work so hard every day and take pride in Capco and in this race team. So that's a lot of motivation to do well, because I know what they're doing day in and day out that keeps us out here, so I appreciate that. But when you do take a step back and get out of the box and look at what we've been able to accomplish, I mean, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's something that I never thought. You know, you're a kid, you want to do this, but then you get a little older and you kind of realize, well, I mean, I don't know how achievable that is. And then you get the opportunity and you think, I want to win a race. And you win a couple races, and then you want to win a championship. And we were able to do that. And, you know, we've achieved pretty much every goal that we set out to do, but you still are deep down a competitor, and you want to be in that moment, to have that competition, have that feeling. And so we try not to look at all the stuff right now. We can look at it at some other time when we're not racing. But I think that's what some people do, is they want to take a step back and look at what they're doing and this and that, and they kind of lose focus of the ball. I mean, you gotta go one race, one round at a time, and eventually someday we'll look back and say, man, we were pretty good one time.
Five in a row so far, headed to Bristol, then on to Norwalk as NHRA completes their own four in a row. You're on a roll, Steve. Congratulations. Thank you for spending time with us, and keep it going.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.